The door is bricked solid. From time to time I hear voices, so I suppose the guards remain outside. Goda heard my prayer last night and did let us sleep until morning. I know it's morning because I peeked through the dump hole. That's a tiny metal flap that opens just enough to empty our chamber pot and wash water on the ground outside. When I push it open, a lip of brick wall prevents me from looking straight out, but I can see the ground 5 handspans down. Very thoughtful of her honored father, I think, to design our prison such, so we have a way to throw out our waste and don't have to breathe foul air for 7 years. This tower used to be a lookout tower, standing as it does on the border between Titor's garden, which is her honored father's land, and Thoughts of Under, which is the realm to the east. The upper story was the lookout, but the windows are bricked blind now. Too easy to escape from, I suppose, or else her honored father hopes to crush her spirits with darkness. The upper floor is my lady's chamber. The air is best there because tiny slits in the bricks let fresh air slink in. If I press my face to a certain slit, I think I can see blue that is the sky. Or maybe I'm just seeing shadows. The middle story is our kitchen, with hearth, pots, table, and 1 chair. Stacks and stacks of wood line the walls, and my own straw mattress keeps the floor company. A ladder descends into the cellar. And here's the bit that makes me tremble with delight. In our cellar there is a mountain of food, barrels and bags and crates of it, and we have a fine well dug right in the cellar floor. My lady is napping in her chamber, so I just came down here to look at the food. 7 years' worth! Such a thing I never imagined! Even though I can't see the sky, it's hard not to want to dance about, knowing that for 7 years at least I won't starve. That's paradise for a mucker like me. How my mama would laugh. Day 6. I've been much occupied these past days, learning the ways of our tower, counting sacks of flour and rice, barrels of dried and salted mutton, figuring how much we may eat each day and last for 7 years. It's useful knowing my letters and numbers so I can write down the figuring. We've boxes of candles and a stack of parchment, surely enough to keep me writing for 7 years. These are the meals I've cooked these last days. Breakfast. Warmed milk with sugar, eaten with flat barley cakes. Each morning the guards knock on the metal flap and hand up a horn of fresh mare's milk. First thing, I splash a drop of milk in the north corner, facing the direction of the sacred mountain, and say my prayers. By tradition, I should dribble the milk on soil, not stones, but it'll have to do since the metal flap faces south. Dinner. Dung cakes. That's what we muckers call them, though I don't use that crude term around my lady, of course. They're made of salted meat, simmered long to soften, and onions, wrapped in dough and cooked on coals. That's how we used to eat them with Mama, only here I get to add spices. Cinnamon and peppercorns. 2 times before the tower I'd eaten spiced food. But never had I reached my own hand into a barrel and touched the raw powders and seeds. Some day when I leave this life and my soul climbs the sacred mountain, I imagine the ancestors will be too beautiful and bright to look at. But their skin and breath will smell of peppercorns and cinnamon, anise, cardamom, and fennel. Heavenly it is. Supper. Rice and dried peas, boiled with milk and raisins, and sweetened with a pinch of sugar. Delicious. My lady says she's used to eating the large meal at night instead of midday, but that makes no sense to me. She didn't order me to change the dinner and supper order, so I'll keep it the same. These past meals have been as hearty as I ever had, and if being a lady's maid means I get to eat the same food as my lady, with spices even, then you'll never hear me complain. Sometimes, to get her through a long day, I give my lady a mess of dried fruit or a slap of cheese. Even so, she's